back on this particular lesson, I think you're going to be impressed with yourself again. Hope the last lesson was informative for you. Each lesson, as you know, has been designed to build upon the previous amount of information. And we've structured this course in a very specific way. It's done for a reason. Every lesson is done and positioned for a specific reason for optimal learning of this material. Now, this particular lesson, I'd like to go back to the house list. If you're sitting there listening to this tape, think about your house list and listen to my instructions very carefully. You don't need your house list. You should have no pencil or paper in front of you. Just sit back and relax. And what I'd like you to do is take a mental caravan through your house, and I want you to vividly see, in order, every peg that you chose on your house list. Starting with the first room, look at the first peg, then go in sequence, peg 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then go to the next room, look at the next 5 pegs, 6 through 10, then go to the next room, look at the next 5 pegs, 11 through 15, go to the last room, look at the last 5 pegs, 16 through 20. Go in order, go in sequence, and review this 3 times forwards, seeing vividly each peg. They will instantly come back to mind. Shut the tape off now, take a mental caravan through your house. Okay, now most of you thought to yourself, that was pretty easy. I reviewed it the last time, a few lessons previous, and Kevin, it's still locked into my memory. Yes, I know it is. It should be right there, and it should be firm. All you need do to get information really stuck in the long-term memory is simply within a 72-hour period, review that material, review those pictures, no more than 3 to 10 times in a 72-hour period. By doing that, you take the information from the short-term memory and you throw it up into the knowledge bank where it cannot be forgotten. Now, that's an exciting concept for you to understand, because if you're a student, if you're a salesperson, if you're a business person, whatever you have for a profession or for whatever reason you want to recall data, if you want to remember it for the short term, that's fine. But if you want it for the long term, all you need to do is review those pictures in your mind within a 72-hour period 3 to 10 times, very quickly, very simply. That shouldn't take you no more than virtually a minute each time. So about 10 minutes in a 72-hour period is the entire review process. And by doing that, the pictures get locked in to the memory. You'll see that happen, and it is vividly recallable, and it's extremely exciting for students and for people who want this information at their mental fingertips weeks and months later. Forget the memorizing. We're not memorizing. All we're doing is we're taking information, we're processing that information, we're organizing in the mind, and we're putting it in mental file folders in permanent locations in the brain so that you can recall it when you want. Okay, now you should know your house list. Now let me explain what we're going to do. I'm going to call out words. We're going to peg these words to your house list. Pens and pencils down. The first word that I call out, you will get a vivid, crystal clear picture of, in color. You'll smell the smells, feel the feelings, include auditory if you can, any sounds. Include yourself in that picture if you'd like. You're going to get a picture of the first peg in your house list, a vivid picture. And you're going to put both of these pictures together using action in a ludicrous, nonsensical way. Do not use association, because association is logic. What we're doing is pegging. We're doing the exact opposite of association. We are taking two pictures that are unrelated, putting together in a crazy, ridiculous way, in a scene that could never happen in real life. We're going to be relaxed right now. I want you to focus, and I'm going to call these out very quickly to you. We're going to be working on speed, and before we go on, I want you to just shut the tape off, review your house list one more time or twice, just to make sure that your pegs in the house list are committed to memory, that you can scan them very, very quickly, that you know what the first peg is and what the second and so forth. Make sure you have the sequence down of the pegs in your house list. Shut the tape off and do that now. Okay, now sit back, relax. As a beginning student, you may shut your eyes to help you focus, or you can keep them open, it doesn't matter. I'm going to call these words out to you very, very rapidly, because I want to show you how fast you can actually peg things. Now I'm going to call these out in about 5-second intervals. That's right, about 5-second intervals. And I'm just going to call out 10 just to give you an idea. But you'll see how powerful your memory is and how fast it really is becoming. Okay, sit back, relax, take a deep breath. Exhale. Take one more deep breath. Exhale. Just limber and relaxed. Remember, include yourself in these pictures because that emotion will help get you out of the think stage. Another important aspect to the house list is these are your items. You chose them. You created them. But guess what? It's your house, which means when you're pegging to your kitchen table or to your refrigerator or whatever, if you use a lot of action, like maybe something's blowing up or ruining the refrigerator or something, there's a lot of emotion there because that's yours. Well, we do this for a reason. That emotion, that automatic reaction and emotion helps get you out of the think stage when you go back to recall what you put on those pegs. You'll see that this list, this pegging, will be the easiest. It'll be easier than the body list. It'll be easier than the tree list because it's a list that you created. Okay, you're going to get a vivid picture of the first thing I call out, a vivid picture of the first peg in your own house list, in color, in detail, crystal clear. Smell the smells, feel the feelings, include yourself in the picture in action. Remember, more is always better than less. Have fun with it. Use your imagination, be creative, make the scenes crazy and ridiculous and nonsensical and ludicrous, and the more fun, the better. Make sure your picture is not boring. One more thing. Make sure the first thing I call out goes on the first peg. The second thing I call out must go on the second peg. The third thing on the third peg, etc. And make sure your pictures and scenes do not make sense. They are outrageous and crazy. Okay, sit back and relax. And here we go. Number one is a man's suit. A man's suit. In your mind's eye. Number two is a bottle of beer. A bottle of beer. Number three is Donald Duck. Donald Duck. Vivid pictures, lots of action. You have great memories. Number four is dollar bills. Dollar bills. Number five is a turkey. A turkey. Number six is a pencil. A pencil. Exaggerate the pictures in color. Number seven is a pig. A pig. For seven. Next is a wig. A wig. Nine is hot dogs. Hot dogs. Ten is a wedding cake. A wedding cake. Okay, take out a clean sheet of paper, number down 1 through 10, and by memory, write down the words that I called out to you. Do that now, and shut off the tape. Okay, you can check through that list and see how well you did. I'm sure most of you did fantastic. Now, if you noticed, when you went back to each peg, if you had a vivid picture with lots of action, those pictures and action scenes came right back. Again, if you missed one or two, ask yourself the question, did you know your house list pegs? Next question is, did you have a vivid picture? Next question is, what was your action? Did you have enough action? Last question is, did you have stress? Were you nervous? Were you scared? Did you get stuck in the think stage? Usually, it's number three. It's that action, which can be the problem. If you look and say, Kevin, I didn't have a lot of action, that's okay. We're going to stimulate your imaginations to help you with more action. But most people listening to this tape, I'm sure, got 10 out of 10. Some of you are amazed. Most of you should be amazed with your own ability to recall data at this point because we did that in 5-second intervals. It's really amazing how fast the mind actually works. But keep in mind, your brain, your mind, thinks faster than the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. And your mind thinks faster. It's the most powerful computer ever created. It can do more. It can think faster. It can operate with more information and more power than the largest computer ever built or that will be ever built. Your mind virtually is limitless with the power and potential that it has. Remember we talked about your ability to put self-imposed limitations on you. You don't have them. They're not real. They're only what you imagine. Your power in your mind is infinite. Your memory is perfect. You have a photographic memory. You have a perfect memory. It's available for you to use at any time you want. You need to program yourself that you have a good memory. You see, what most people do is they program themselves to have a bad memory. They walk into a room and they'll say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so." And so, "Oh, hi, I'm not going to remember your name. I'm terrible with names." Or people think, "Well, I'll probably forget that. I'm absent-minded. Oh boy, I'll probably have a hard time finding that." See, we begin to program ourselves every day. "Oh, I'm sure I'll get lost. I won't remember my way out." You see, we program ourselves every day when in fact we should program ourselves that we will remember. If someone asks you a question, instead of saying, "Oh, I don't remember," say, "It'll come back to me in just a few moments. I'm sure that my mind will throw it back to me." So you make that positive affirmation, and what's going to happen is your mind begins to get out of that think stage into the look search stage and will serve up to you the information that you requested. If you tell your mind, "Oh, I usually forget things," your mind says, "He forgets things. We don't have to do anything, guys. We can just sit around and not bother to find that information for him." If you tell your mind, "You know, I have a great memory. I'll remember that," your mind says, "Uh-oh, he told us he has to remember this. Let's go get it for him." And your subconscious and your mind will begin to spin through that look search stage and get out the data that it wants to recall. So affirm every day that you have a great memory. Say, "I have a good memory." Say that now. Say, "I have a good memory. I have a good memory. I have a good memory." Say this. Say, "My memory is getting better and better every day. My memory is getting better and better every day. My memory is getting better and better every day." You see, when you begin to program yourself for success or for anything, your mind must listen to its programmer, which is you. You have the ability to program for success or failure. We live by habits. Failure habits or success habits. You have the choice which habits you want to control your life. So we peg to this house list. I need to make another important point. The house list is a powerful list, because it's a list you created, and the pictures and the pegs are real. The tree list is a weaker list because the pegs are completely imaginative. The body list is a good list too. They are real. They bring in a lot of emotion because they're parts of your body, and it's a good list also. Right now, you have established for yourself 50 pegs, places to store information. You can increase the amount of pegs when we get to the application section in just the next few lessons. You can increase the amount of pegs to include anything. But most people, with the 50 pegs that we've established here in the course, that should be sufficient. And we'll show you how you begin to take these pegs and use them as reference points, as mailboxes, as file folders, as permanent parts of your memory. Things you don't have to recall ever again. They're permanent parts of your memory now. The body list, the house list, the tree list. Those are places where you can store information. And that information will stay there on a reference point until you want to go back to recall it. But again, that house list is a powerful list because it is a list that you created. What I'd like you to do, go to the workbook, review the exercises in the workbook at this point, and you'll be finished and completed with this lesson. We'll begin to start working on applications on how to apply the power of your own photographic memory.